T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You get the new issue that happened, or sort of a new issue, in school boards, school districts, and that is the issue of what's in the libraries. What are kids reading, not reading? A lot of it around the argument over gender-based stuff, okay? That sort of took off this year, even more than critical race theory, although it's still a contender. But the thing that you think we should have been able to put to bed, at least until we get into the winter cold and flu season, then I think, you know, you could start to make some arguments. You don't have as much going for you then, even though I think the studies all indicate the masking thing is not in school a significant factor versus what it does with kids in other ways. But why now? What is it that spurred this? Well, if you set up false metrics, if you have people in your school district, and there are significant numbers of parents in some of these school districts that push to mask everyone up, that's what they're going to do. Well, joining us is Joan Cohen. Joan has now started to join us as the vice president of the Penn Ridge School District and then became the president. And their district has resisted this, even though The Inquirer and WHYY regularly do 10-part series on Penn Ridge. You could paper the town with the amount of printed pages they've done. Joan Cohen joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joan, welcome back. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Dom. How are you?
Good, good. So what's your sense of why we're seeing this spasm? You know, some of these are contiguous to each other. Some of them are school districts. I won't draw you into this. Norristown, that are less than stellar. What is it in your circles? What are you hearing? Why now the masking starting again?
Well, I was just as surprised as everyone else when I heard that the schools were going back to masking because, as you said, first of all, there's only a couple weeks left in school, and we haven't seen any benefit from masking. Now that we've had the time to really look at what they did and what they didn't do, and worse, the harm that they caused to children with their learning. I didn't understand why they were going back, except for they said that the numbers were going up. But even when the numbers were quote unquote high, we still had, you know, the optional masking for us. So I'm not sure, honestly, what their thought process was there.
Yeah. So in your district, though, it seems as if your board, you have a different group of parents. I mean, do you have significant number of activists that come to school? I know there's been some because I read them in the Inquirer and all that hector about this very thing and say you're irresponsible.
No, we haven't heard from people about the masking in ages now. We made it optional and everything went just fine. And honestly, we have a lot of other things that we're focusing on, trying to remediate those learning losses from the shutdowns and from the masking. So we've been focused on that, and we haven't heard from the public that anyone's interested in having the masking come back. Of course, they have the option to mask, so maybe there are more parents that are looking at the news and deciding to have their children wear masks at school. I wouldn't be able to speak to that, but as a board, we haven't even thought about it.
What percentage of your kids do you have? Maybe 5 to 10% that wear a mask every day.
Yeah, it's a small percentage. I would say from my when I'm in the buildings and just looking around, it's a fairly small percentage of people that are wearing them, you know, students and employees. Some still are wearing the masks, but most by far are not.
Joan, as you head into next year, I mentioned, look, critical race theory and the masking and the shutdowns and all, they were all consuming. Now, the a number of the things about what's in school libraries, and you've had some of that this year, it seems to be triggered, though, not by any just sexual content. It's specific. The ton of it is around gender, binary, non-binary, those issues, right?
Well, yeah, it's both things. And so the content restrictions, like in our neighboring school district, Central Bucks, they just revised their policy. And really it's targeted at not wanting to have sexually explicit materials in the hands of children. And when you think about it, it's completely logical. Now that it's a topic of conversation in schools everywhere I go, like I was just on an airplane, and even on the airplane it says to parents, you can restrict the content that your child watches on our in-flight entertainment. And that's really all that schools are trying to do. We're trying to keep ourselves having content in, with our students, available to our students, that is appropriate. And it's something that is done in all aspects of life. So I'm not sure why it's controversial. It's really just meant to keep things appropriate for children in school and allow parents to cover what they want to cover at home, and have us not interfere with that, not introduce anything to students that they ought not to be seeing.
So as you look back over this year and you look toward next year, what's the big issue coming up? Or is it, as you said, now, you know, and I think you're in agreement, that money that schools got, what I think has to be an all-out effort to individual tutoring with the kids who are really doing poorly, stuff like that, and maybe enrichment over the summer. I'm not saying I'm a believer in summer school. I think these kids have been through enough, but some kind of one-on-one tutoring, you can do a lot in an hour with a kid with a good tutor and relationship, whereas in a classroom, it's hard to push forward if you have 20 kids or whatever.
Right, and we talked about that before, how we're doing the targeted remediation on the high school level. It's a little bit different. And then in the elementary level, we'll have the remediation on all levels. It just looks different on the, you know, elementary, middle, high school. Some students will have to attend sessions in the summertime, but that's completely voluntary. And it's really just a service to parents to get their students back where they need to be after these learning losses. I know I heard Guy Shiraki, I think you had on yesterday. Mm-hmm. He was talking about it. It's the way to go. Like we talked about before, you see so much more growth when you can target specifically the skill that was lost or that, you know, that they're deficient in. That's where you see the fastest growth. And that's where we're going to be putting our effort, is to doing something like that.
Joan, thank you so much. You're always welcome, as you know, and keep on having those trees cut down for the Enquirer and WHYY.
Yeah, I will. Oh, I wanted to tell you, you were talking about HEB.
Yes.
HEB is a grocery store in Austin, and people are absolutely devoted to it. I just came from the land of HEB.
Oh, okay. I understand. Well, I would say the Penridge brand is in the Dom Giordano Show top 100 reputational brands here.
Oh, well, thank you so much. We appreciate that very much.
Thank you, Joan. Thanks, Joan.
All right. Take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.